New figures from the central bank show that Ireland is the seventh most expensive country in the euro area to take out a mortgage, despite falling interest rates. Ireland has climbed one place higher in the rankings of most expensive eurozone countries to take out a mortgage as rates fall faster elsewhere. The average interest rate on new Irish mortgage agreements was 3.6% at the end of June, in comparison to the eurozone average of 3.29%. Well, Trevor Grant, chairperson of Irish Mortgage Advisors, joins me now on the line. Trevor, good morning.
Good morning, Aisling.
Why is Ireland one of the most expensive countries in the eurozone to take out a mortgage, despite falling interest rates?
It's a great question, and there's a lot of reasons that are put forward for this. A couple of them, for example, would be that Irish lenders say they're required to hold more capital than their European counterparts when they're lending. They also face longer delays in securing what they would deem to be their assets if a loan is in default. But there's other characteristics as well. Irish borrowers tend to borrow on short-term fixed rates, and many of our European counterparts borrow on longer-term fixed rates. So the comparison is not exactly a like-for-like. But equally, it is important to note that this is an average, and like all averages, there are very high variances.
You were saying there Irish lenders are required to hold more capital than other countries. This dates back then to the economic crash. Is that right? A safety net imposed on banks. Is this something that you want to hold on to?
Well, I think it's not something the lenders would want to hold on to, because obviously they're having to put, I think, on average, twice as much capital aside as their European counterparts. So, no, I'm sure banks and their representative bodies would lobby to have that, you know, removed. And if it was, you would expect the market to be more competitive. There is good news, though. Interest rates have been coming down. It's very important to note that, particularly in the last 6 months. And that's been driven largely by competition. And we now have a situation where it is possible to borrow at less than 3% for the first time in over 3 years, which is encouraging.
So how much would a typical, say, €350,000 loan repayments on, say, a 25-year variable rate, if you lived in Malta, for example, compared to Ireland, is the difference several hundred or is it thousands more a year?
It would be several hundred, you know, in practical terms to work out the difference in the costs. So it would be quite expensive, without question. But it is very difficult to compare different markets because they do have different characteristics. And really what's important, I think, is that Irish mortgage customers focus on the interest rate they have. They look at the very wide variance in interest rates that exist in the market, and they ensure through getting market-based advice from a broker that they're getting the best mortgage rate and mortgage product they can get available to them.
So you were talking about advice there. What is the best steps for, say, first-time buyers when they're taking out a mortgage? How can they secure the best deal possible?
So for first-time buyers, it's really important, with house prices increasing as they are and there being such a shortage in a property being available, it's very important that they understand what options are available to them. So we would recommend that they would speak to a mortgage broker who should be able to advise them on their various mortgage options. It is quite possible that the bank they bank with day to day will ultimately give them the best deal possible, but Irish banks aren't required to tell their customers that better deals exist elsewhere. The only way a customer, and particularly a first-time buyer, can understand what the best options are is to get market-based advice from a mortgage broker.
So interest rates have been falling. It's obviously, as you were saying, good news for borrowers. What has caused these decreases, and are the rates likely to keep falling?
So another great question. So what's really caused the decreases has been competition and obviously also the falling ECB rate this year. There isn't any direct correlation anymore, unless you're a tracker mortgage holder in Ireland, for ECB cuts impacting on home loan rates, although it does ease the cost of funds to banks and therefore they are able to pass on cuts. From July 2022 to October 23, ECB rose considerably by 4.5%. But interestingly, Irish home loan rates did not rise in tandem with that. On average, they rose by just over 2%. So in looking forward in terms of interest rates, the suggestion is there may be one more ECB cut. The ECB are keeping a close eye on inflation. Their target rate is 2%. The annual rate to June was 2.3%. So we would advise every mortgage customer not to plan borrowing or your mortgage rate on what you think might happen in the future, based on the facts that are there today, okay, and ensure you get the best terms possible.
Trevor Grant, Chairperson of Irish Mortgage Advisors, thank you very much for speaking to us on Morning Ireland.